Don't worry, it's only a 20-minute sermon. But as our young people are still in here, here's my condensed version. I start with a popular story of a town that was invaded by squirrels. And there were three churches in that town, and they had to figure out what to do about all these squirrels that were coming into their buildings. Well, the Catholics figured they knew the answer. They were just going to excommunicate the squirrels. But they tried, and they had no luck. The squirrels just kept coming. Well, the Presbyterians, they had a slightly different theology. They believed that the squirrels were predestined to be there. They left them alone, and they lived harmoniously together. Well, the United Methodists, they had a smart pastor, a very smart pastor. That pastor knew what to do. She baptized them, brought them into membership, and they only showed up on Christmas and Easter. The joke that once you become a member, it means that you just have to show up at Christmas and Easter. You have that salvation down. You've got what it needs, but really it's just the opposite. When we become Christians, when we become members of the church, it means our journey begins then. As we look through the scriptures, we see over and over again people that God blessed, people that God put his Holy Spirit on, people that God said, okay, I have a task for you now. And almost every single time, what happened? But God came upon them, God spoke to them, and then he sent them somewhere. And what is that to us? It's a reminder that as we become Christians, as we become members of the church, it means it's time for our feet to start moving, our hands to start serving, and for us to be going. I look at these young people and I think, you know, God has incredible plans for them. That these aren't youth that are then just going to warm the pews and sit there as members, but I've seen who they are over this last 10 months of being here, and especially over these last 3 months of confirmation class, seeing that they are ready to go and do, that they are ready to be leaders, that they're ready to be servants, that they are ready to give it everything that they've got in this journey. And I pray that this morning that you will be inspired by them, that you will be inspired to feel God's Holy Spirit moving in you and to be tuning your ear to that Spirit to see where it is that God's calling you, what it is that God is needing you to do as a member of his church, as a member of his body of Christ, to be inspired to be on that journey, to realize there might be tough days, there might be days where you have people that are mocking you, that there might be people that are trying to work against you, but that God says, if I am with you, nothing will be impossible for you. It might be difficult, it might be challenging, you might see those tough days, but nothing will be impossible. And so I give these words as inspiration this morning from my favorite book of Dr. Seuss. I think I've said that 6 times now, but I do absolutely love this one, and I usually use it for graduation, but we're done with Seuss by graduation, and so today I use it for confirmation, for our confirmants to hear and for all of you. The first 2 pages and the last 2. It says, congratulations, today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know, and you are the guy who will decide where to go. And will you succeed? Yes, you will indeed. 98.75% guaranteed. Kid, you'll move mountains. So be your name Buxbaum or Bixby or Bray or Mordecai Ali von Allen O'Shea, you're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way. My friends, the Lord is moving. He has plans for all of us to move mountains and to change lives for each of us and for each of these that we have just been brought in the church today. So today is our day. Let's get on our way.